With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Cicerino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of September 7, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. News AF back again for all of the week's top news stories with the top news minds around. And here is a one-third of the News AF panel. Here he is, Pickleball's top influencer from a slightly different angle today. Here's the great Tyson Apostle.
What's up, Rob? Pleasure to be here. I was going to go into some news reporting style, but then I couldn't even do it where I put my fingers on my ear like I'm listening extra hard to you.
Yeah,
I am still Pickleball's number one influencer. We do have a Pickleball podcast coming out.
Whoa.
Our first episode this week. We haven't recorded it yet, so fingers crossed for me there. I feel like I've got enough podcasting chops in me now to hopefully steer the ship.
Any sneak preview of what the topics will be?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff actually going on in the pickleball world. First of all, there's a lot of provisional rules they made this year to just experiment and see how they are panning out. And now they're needing to make a decision whether or not to make those rules permanent or evaporate them. Mm-hmm. And one of them is with the serve. The serve has gotten a lot more aggressive because of this loophole that people have found in the rules. And so some people are like, oh, let the game evolve. If you can find a loophole, good for you. And some people are like, well, the design of pickleball is to be played, not to be aced every time. So there's that argument. And then there's infant pickleball leagues. And they're competing against each other. So one of the leagues is paying players, professional players, to not participate in the other leagues.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's all on the docket and more. But we're here to have a good time, and we're going to have a good time there as well. So that's it. We don't want to keep the people waiting too long for what they are here for, which is Vascular D,
a man who wants to evaporate all the rules. Danny Bryson.
Getting my hole aced every time.
Yep, you sure are. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Danny? Any adventures coming up? Any past that we should be on the lookout for?
Always adventures. I think I might sign up for TikTok.
Yeah, I already did.
A little late to the game, but
What are you going to be TikToking?
Well, I heard that it's now a platform for old people, that the young people are slowly being pushed up.
We got to get on there.
So I'm like, oh, well, then that sounds like the right time for me to get in, because I surely was not going to be dancing. Right. So now that I've been shown that it's become more than just dancing, I might join, because I don't dance.
And then where will all the young people go?
Somewhere new. They always are. They've got a nose for that new thing that we don't have.
I signed up for TikTok right when it started, and I opened it once. I was like, not for me, and erased it from my phone. And then I wish I would have just kept it on there. TikTok is honestly the place to find the most hilarious video content.
Like, Instagram had this vibe recently. I kind of got rid of it from my phone, because just this, like, these people that were on Instagram appeared to be slightly not human. And
whatever do you mean, Danny?
What do you mean by not human?
just like the way they interact with the camera, all of the just,
yeah,
they weren't talking to me. I don't know who they are talking to, obviously millions of people, but it wasn't a conversation they were having with me.
It's interesting, Danny, because I didn't pull this news story, but it did get me thinking today for that. There's a new theory that out there that the internet is not real. This is something that there's an article in The Atlantic that was submitted to us by one of our listeners, Jonathan Funkhauser. It's called The Dead Internet Theory, where basically there's no humans on the internet anymore. It's all artificial intelligence.
Gosh, that's pretty good for artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. Way beyond the Turing test.
But I don't buy that. I think there's I think there are people on the internet, but I do think that maybe
they were more like AIs.
Yeah, I could see that. Like maybe like a lot of the other accounts out there are not of human people.
Yeah, and that goes along with what I'm saying is that there's just feeling that these people. They're like trying to make connections and they're trying so hard that it's not working, at least with me.
It's like watching The Bachelor, dude. It's been happening for 20 years on The Bachelor where they're like, I am feeling connected.
Yes,
and
actually.
We also feel connected.
They're
to
like
you.
The very first people to say, I love you on The Bachelor. It's like that kind of thing where it's being forced upon me.
I love you.
Me.
And you're like, you do? Well, I thought that's what you wanted.
Yeah, they're thrusting their desires into my face.
You're feeling violated.
No, don't. We need to build a relationship first. I don't know you. And they keep just thrusting their desires. Thrust. Yep. And it's just like, I got to shield myself. So I got rid of, Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you erased Instagram from your phone?
Yeah, I didn't delete my account just in case I need it to, I don't know, do something. But I just was like, this is a waste of my time. Like, I'm getting nothing out of this.
You have 10,000 followers on there, bud.
So, well, I wasn't being very good to them either.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like,
did you break up with them first? Did you make a post to say, hey, I'm leaving?
No, because I haven't broken up. I feel guilty, by the way, also having followers because it's like they expect things. They're sitting there maybe waiting.
They're waiting.
And you're like, that's a lot of pressure. Follow me on YouTube because that's where I continually post and that's where I prefer. It's like long form stuff, not like short snippets.
Instagram has Instagram TV.
Yeah, I tried that. It's too much work to do all of that. Instagram is just these little bites of not reality. Like, this is not really how I live my life. I don't want to bum people out with the fact that on Instagram, my life is super awesome. If everything I post is awesome, whereas YouTube gives a little bit more context. So I prefer it.
Where you're just like flying in helicopters and going on adventures.
Yeah. The podcast is great. The podcast is even more honest about who I am as an individual.
So you think that the longer form, the better, even though viewers typically drop off after 3 to 6 seconds.
And that's the shame is because they kind of get all down on themselves because they watch 3 seconds of one person's life and believe that it's the greatest life of the world. Mm-hmm. Whereas if they listen to that person's podcast, they'd realize then that they're a real person with problems. Yeah.
A Facebook user in the chat says, nothing gets me going in the morning more than some spoken words from Vascular D.
For sure.
Yeah, but he knows me. Like me and this person, what's the name, Tyson?
Facebook user.
Facebook user. We have a connection. It doesn't feel like when you say Facebook user.
Michael Cake said that.
Yeah. Yeah. So he listens. He gets the long format. He understands the weird, complex Vascular D. Not that simple Vascular D, that one-dimensional Vascular D on Instagram.
You're an onion, bro, with layers upon layers upon layers. And when you get to the very layeriest layer, deep in the center, you'll wish that you had overcooked that thing because it's going to make you puke if you ingest it.
I'm a blooming onion. Delicious till the very end. Battered, fried, and
feel sick.
Yeah, you can't get all the way through that. And
but
also,
that's the thing. Sample just little bits. But
well, that's
YouTube
what Instagram
bits.
Would be. Like just a little, little bite of the blooming onion.
I realize you can pick around the uncooked battery parts because you don't want to eat the uncooked battery parts because they're always on there. There's the batter that's uncooked. That's gross. Yeah.
Throw that out.
Chose the opposite.
Anyway, so, I'm here and I'm ready to be honest about who I am when I report the news.
Okay, good. All right. Well, let's get into some of the news stories here today. Let's not waste any time and let's talk about our top story at this hour. And there is a pizza blob on the loose.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I saw the picture and at first I'm like, someone just forgot to get the dough all the way into the dumpster.
Yeah.
Then what I realized is that the dumpster was also full of dough and it was spilling out onto the street like the blob.
So what did they do? Did they put a huge lump of dough to rise in the dumpster? Is that what they were doing?
Because of Hurricane Ida was coming, a Domino's Pizza in Louisiana, they had to dump their dough the dough has taken on a life of its own, Tyson.
We knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, not until it contacts radiation or radiated material. It's fine right now, but let's just keep
radioactive barrels leaking on it,
which very possibly could have floated nearby.
You don't think black mold could animate that sucker?
I was just telling Nicole 1 year ago this week we were fighting the good battle against the black mold.
Yeah, see, that thing takes on a life of its own, too, right, Rob? As it spreads slowly throughout your entire existence. It is a villain. So I think, that's kind of what I pictured, but I pictured it coming out the top even more like a puffy, like muffin top, only to spill over.
Could you run up and grab a scoop of that and cook it in the oven and have a delicious pizza by 20?
I think if you run up and take a scoop of it, I think it pulls you in.
Yeah, you're not leaving.
It gets bigger.
Yeah. See, you can see a guy's t-shirt sticking out the bottom of that, that black shirt.
You can eat your way out.
You think so?
Yeah. Maybe if you're strong and determined.
So, the pizza blob is just a yeasty blob of what might have been that is just expanded out and over the dumpster.
Yeah. I bet it's sourdough now.
What a waste of potential. How many delicious pepperoni pizzas could that have been, dude? Infinite. Why not cook those up and have like a pizza party before the hurricane?
This is the age old tale of wasted potential. And now we get to see it firsthand. What could have been, we all know, and was not. Facebook user in the chat says, would Danny eat some if he was at the very end of an exhausting run?
Also Michael Cake.
Also.
Mr. Cake, would I reach down and grab a handful of this delicious Domino's dough? Probably not, because at the end of the run, if I'm throwing up, especially, I don't eat anything. It's a downward spiral. I might, if I was cold, maybe I'd cut open the dough like that Star Wars creature and crawl in.
A tauntaun.
Yeah, I bet you the dough's kind of warm, so I could use it for survival that way. And then wrap the dough around.
You got a sun. Sure.
Yeah.
Pigs in a blanket.
Do you think that Pizza Hut should take the opportunity to get this post going viral of finally Domino's pizza dough is where it belongs, in the dumpster? Would you eat a pizza made out of this?
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wendy's could even strike with that, you know? Yeah.
Do you see where your Domino's pizza comes from?
This is where it comes from. They're this is the production leg. They're actually scooping this up to be shipped out to various stores. Yeah.
Pizza Hut will have to issue a statement of our competitors over at Domino's have taken the low road. This was not the pizza that we make for you at Domino's. This was a serious accident that we had to throw out. Oh, this all is their statement.
Yeah. I have to say that of the fast food takeout chains of pizza, Domino's has always been my go-to. But the last handful of times I've had it, it's been a little disappointing. And I'm wondering if they changed the recipe. I wonder if they're changing the recipe there. Or just the way that's manufactured.
Well, you know how you age wine in a barrel? Maybe you age dough in a dumpster.
Maybe you do.
That's just a trade secret we didn't know. Now it's you could taste a little bit of a, note of a metallic dumpster paint.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could taste a little dumpster paint.
I mean, it's cooked, good, so it should be fine still.
That's the greatest thing about pizza. It doesn't matter. You're going to put it in the oven. It's going to be super hot. No one's going to handle it. It's going to go straight into your mouth.
I don't think we got the best picture there because it looks like the dough, they dumped a bunch of dough in that was probably like filled the dumpster a quarter of the way full. It rose all the way up and over and spilled out. And then it settled. So all we're seeing is a puddle of dough at the base, but you can tell at the top that the dough did actually rise and spill over from there. It didn't leak out the bottom. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there was a much better photo to be had, and I'm sad we missed
Maybe
it. There
this was it is. Tyson.
That's it right there. That's the one. Mm-hmm. So, I wonder if, did you think this is where Little Caesars actually gets their dough from? Is from the
upper Domino's dough? That's a great plan. Mm-hmm. Dude, they've got
the pizza giant wars, dude. On the
pizzas still in dough.
Yeah. All right.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, here's a new study. Of course, we always like to talk about the latest studies that get revealed. It's about how often people are trying new things. Danny, when's the last time you tried something new?
When I saw this, I was glad I had recently tried something new, but I tried something new on Friday.
Friday. Okay. That's pretty good. Tyson, how about you?
Something brand new that I've never tried before, as in just like anything and experience food, anything like mm-hmm. that.
An activity.
Huh. I mean,
you tried a drone. You've mm-hmm. never tried that before?
No, I did. I had a drone before.
Oh.
I mean, pickleball was a few years ago. Mm. Survivor was 12, 13 dusty. Years ago. TV show.
Oh, dude. Have you tried a new show? What was the new show?
The Nicole
Kidman podcast will be new.
I have a new podcast coming out.
Pickleball podcast.
Yeah. I mean, within the last few weeks, I mean, show wise, there's always new stuff. I don't know if that counts. Experience wise, mm-hmm. probably not as often as I should, but I am maybe taking my girls to a professional baseball game tomorrow.
That's
which
new.
Will be new for them and new for me to take.
Oh, you tried new hotels. Yeah. You go on mm-hmm. some gross, like hotel birthday celebration.
Yeah.
I would count
that position for your camera.
Yep. Oh. Right now. See, I mean, that's the thing. And with survey people, they're probably picking up on either all of those things or none of them. Yeah. So they're either saying they're never trying new stuff. And my guess is, as a survey person, they're never trying new stuff. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're on point, because a new study finds that variety is not the spice of life, because the average person hasn't tried anything new in 2 months.
That seems actually short between new experiences.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the way to do things. And I also think that there probably has to be some parameters of new, because a new TV show is a thing, but watching TV isn't new. So where is the line drawn? And I think there's so many gray areas there. Also, they show a guy here hiking the top of a mountain. Like, that's the type of thing that's new to people. Yeah, it's I'm hiking for the first time.
Photo of Danny, I think.
That is Danny. And Danny, believe me.
Nah, not me.
That's not that's not you, Danny. Because I've got a billion
pictures like that, though.
Yeah, Danny has a trillion pictures like that. It's a good thing he has that rock formation in his backyard to snap up from,
and the green screen behind.
Have you considered licensing the mediocre amateur library to stock photo?
I probably could. Probably more likely to give away stock footage since I have terabytes of nature porn.
Dude, it's. Are you going to release that to the cloud right when you die as punishment to your family? Just be like, the world will know everything about me. Upload.
It would be revealing, because just like I was saying to someone the other day, I do a lot of talking to myself, you know, especially when I'm filming, muttering, cursing, tripping. It would reveal a dark, maybe very angry side of me to my
It would
kids.
Reveal a dark, angry side of you?
Yeah. Darker, angrier side.
Oh, darker and angrier. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like I've known you for a long time, so I've seen the dark and angry side. And fortunately, I don't really feel like I've ever been the victim of the dark, angry side.
No, I've channeled it into other avenues. But Rob, hold on. Rob, I want to know, you've tried something and a lot of things in the last 2 months.
Sure. So many.
They were brand new.
Dude,
do you feel better for it? Are they saying that trying something new in 2 months makes you a better person, or does it just give you the bragging rights over others, or does it help you avoid going stale as an individual?
Yeah, so the study doesn't really make any judgments about whether you should try new things or should not try new things.
I'm telling you right now.
I think when the pandemic started, I think that there was a lot of like, I'm learning Japanese. Yeah,
there was a lot of that.
I just learned to salsa dance. Like, I've used this time
Making sourdough bread.
I've made a sourdough blob in my dumpster.
Bread was huge. Remember bread?
Yeah.
Bread had a moment.
Yeah, it really did have a moment.
Yeah, that's over. I think that's over now.
They say variety is the spice of life. Here, the headline is variety isn't the spice of pandemic life. But I think that variety is still, especially maybe as an adult, even more.
Oh, yeah.
The source of education. And
variety
learning
is the source of education.
Yes, you're learning more, you're having more experiences, which then gives you more life experience, which then translates to a lot of different avenues in your life. I always tell people, they're like, what would you, if I'm trying out for Survivor or for reality TV, what is something you would suggest doing? I was like, take every opportunity you can in any avenue you can right now. If somebody invites you to do something that is
new,
weird, or unique, you take it, because you never know when you can draw from that experience to connect with someone else. And so I have always been under the impression that, I went pheasant hunting once, dude, with a bunch of people, and that was crazy. And I didn't enjoy it at all, and I knew I wasn't going to enjoy it, but I said yes to it for the sake of going and experiencing what these people love to do. Mm-hmm. And I was terrified and scared, and I wore earplugs because I didn't want the gun to sound really loud in my ears. But at the same time, you can't wear earplugs because you have to communicate with everybody. So I'm the only guy out there in the field.
Look like a poser.
Walking around, not hearing anything, and they're all like blasting their guns straight over my head.
Dick Cheney.
I don't think
I was. Quayle, I think.
Was that Quayle?
I was with some dicks, but not Dick Cheney.
Vice President Quayle, I think.
No, it was Cheney. He shot someone in the back.
Yeah.
Pheasant hunting. I thought you said they were hunting quail, which might have been the joke you were trying to make. But
I just was going for some vice presidential humor. You know me.
That was great. You really tied it together.
I'm always, going back to
I did not catch it.
VP
I was
singers.
Trying to stick to the facts,
mm-hmm.
not
mm-hmm.
the humor.
Yeah.
I'm with Tyson, though. You got to try something new. I think that that's how you break up the board.
No, not anymore. It's over. It's over now, because now six out of 10 people are not trying anything new.
They're just going to like become that dusty old calcified human.
I think these people are not recognizing the new things they're trying. Mm-hmm. I think they're not like the minuscule, even the minuscule new things they're trying are still
new video games, new Mountain Dew flavors, new spicy Dorito chip tacos at Taco Bell. There's all sorts of new route
they drove, a new restaurant they went to. Like people are just not recognizing
new account on Ashley Madison.
Yeah,
exactly. Buying a new exciting shovel that was maybe different than their previous. There's like lots of things that we change up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just depending on how micro we're going. Mm-hmm. So I think, I think that that's, that study is wrong. I think that survey people are not recognizing the new things they're doing because they're just so entrenched in their surveys every day that they're taking for
They're taking new surveys.
They just, they all took a new survey in that moment that they'd never taken before.
So, I mean, this, I'm trying to follow what they're saying, where they say that a survey of 2000 people, it's always 2000 people, six in 10 have felt the urge to try something outside their comfort zone during the pandemic. This may be because the average person hasn't tried anything new in 2 months. And for 12%, it's been over a year. So are they just saying that people feel the urge to try something new, but they're not?
That's sad.
That is sad. That's really sad.
I wonder if survey, if you went to Study Finds, their headquarters, they would have like in the basement 2,000 people hooked up to like incubator machines, like keeping them alive with like prods going in their brains. It's just like the same 2,000 people they're just milking surveys out of.
Well, okay. That's interesting phrasing that you say that, because you'll never guess who sponsored this survey. It's always some company that sponsors the survey of 2,000 people.
Trojan.
Do you have any guesses of what kind of company would sponsor this survey?
I said Trojan.
No.
Okay.
The survey about not trying anything new.
Yeah.
It's either somebody who wants to, it's probably people who don't want to encourage chocolate milk.
Oh, that's dairy. Very close. That's very close. It's made by the company that is called Califia Farms, makers of almond, oat, and coconut milk.
Oh my gosh, dude.
They want someone to try something
new. They want people to try
something new. Like almond milk.
I knew it was either going to be milk. It was going to be one of two. It was going to be somebody who wanted to keep people complacent and not trying new stuff, or someone who wanted to encourage people to try something new.
Yeah. Life's too short for one type of milk. Why don't you try some new milk?
Tomas from the Czech Republic. I like to say Tomas because that's, I assume, how they say it there, said, it was sponsored by Big Bungie.
No.
Remember when bungee jumping was the thing?
Yeah,
and you're like, oh my goodness, I don't know if I dare to. That's a brand new sport that's been invented. Yeah.
Now people do it.
Yeah. Faith said the last time she tried something new was all the way back to Caligula, which is now almost a year ago. Probably.
Well, if you tried Caligula, you're like, I'm finally going to break out of my shell, try something new. And the first thing you did was hit Caligula. You'd be done. We'd be like, I'm not trying anything.
Well, this company is called Califia Farm. So, and they're
That milk. That milk is great. Coconut almond mixed milk. Oh, dude, that's the best. These are the big plastic jugs. They're probably the most prominent and expensive premium milk substitutes, because a lot of people are going to be like, that's not technically real milk because their kittens didn't suck on their teats for that. The lactose rich.
Sure.
Oh,
well. You know, so you have to be like, okay, fine. It's nuts and coconuts squozing up and then whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Juice.
Has pandemic life gotten you down? Are you tired of the same old, same old? Well, add some variety to your life with almond or oat milk.
Yeah.
How do you milk oat?
It's the same. There's a process. You like grind it and soak it and smush it, smush the water out of it. And then it's,
yeah.
All right.
Well, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Yeah, well, we can try something new or not, but I always think that you should try something new.
So according to the study, also, the average person only needs 5 options to feel happy, and nearly a quarter are happy with only 3 options.
That makes sense. You don't want to have, what do they call it?
Netflixing, I think is what they call it, where you have infinite options.
Oh, well, that's a great segue into our segue. Next
I just
story.
Got Netflix.
Because another study is saying that the average person wastes a colossal amount of time trying to decide just what to watch. The average person in England, according to a study of 2,000 people, revealed that the average person spends more than 100 days of their lives trying to decide what to watch.
100 hours, right?
100 days of their lives.
This says Brits spend more than 100 days of their lives.
Here's what I think. I think it's even more than that, because I spend that in 100 days, because anything I'm doing, I'm still constantly thinking, what am I watching tonight? And so it's just like a never ending, always on the back of my mind, even deep buried into my subconsciousness. When we're talking right now and you think, oh, Tyson's so engaged in this moment. No, in the back of my, I'm on autopilot right now here with you guys. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, what am I watching tonight on Netflix?
That probably includes scrolling, right?
Yeah. So
that
is scrolling, what they break it down to, TV. They say it's 55 days across the adult's lifetime on deciding what TV shows to watch, and an additional 57 days agreeing on what movie to go see. So combined, and
30 days arguing with your wife over what you're going to watch.
Yeah.
Or husband. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta put that in there, because it's not just choosing a show for yourself. It's also getting the other people you're with to agree to the show that you want to watch, which I feel like takes at least as long as finding a show.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, first you scroll through, you narrow down your options, then you turn to the person you're with. I'd like to watch this. Then you have an argument.
Sure.
And in which case they'll say they previously said they'd watch anything. But then when you narrowed it down to this thing, they decided that maybe that's not true. They won't watch anything. So a lot of that 100 days is spent arguing over what you're going to watch. Let's not forget that.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Or, well, so basically there's a few options here. So you go through, you can scroll until you give up and then go to bed.
That happens a lot.
That happens. You can scroll until you get annoyed by your TV watching partners, and then you just choose something you want to watch that you know they do not want to watch. Or you can choose something they want to watch that you don't want to watch, and then you can be on your phone the whole time.
Yeah. Now, is this true for people without a partner? Do they also suffer for, I mean, I never am by myself watching television. I don't think I would struggle.
You'd run out of stuff. You'd run out of stuff to watch if it was just you by yourself.
Because
you'd eventually be like, I watched all the things I really, really, really want to watch, and now I have to watch stuff I don't necessarily care to that much.
Dude, 100 days. I can't get over that. If that's true, think about all those days wasted when you could be trying something new. And instead, you spent it arguing, scrolling, watching shows you didn't want to watch. What a waste.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me bring in a story from a different, completely a different subject. Okay.
Should you tell me the headline, and then you can tell me the headline, and then I'll try and use a segue from the last story into this one, we did, and then we can in editing.
All right.
Go back and change the order.
You want me to give you a hint?
No, just give me the headline, and then I'll try to figure out a segue from what we could have said.
McDonald's reveals the answer to a decades-long mystery. Oh, wait, I think I got it.
Okay, so did you guys, one of the best shows in the last couple of years was that McDonald's documentary on HBO where the Monopoly game was rigged by the security man. You probably have a better
one. You know that Ronald McDonald is...
Yes, that I was going to say that... Forget figuring out what to watch. Some people have spent 100 days of their lives trying to figure out this McDonald's mystery.
There you go.
That's good.
Yeah.
What's the mystery? Where the Hamburglar went?
What the hell is Grimace?
Close. Danny, that... the famous McDonald's mascot, Grimace. Have you ever wondered what it is?
I know what it is.
What is it?
It's a starfish like Patrick.
No.
from SpongeBob.
Wrong. No,
that's wrong.
They're shaped the same. How could it be different?
Not a starfish.
Okay. Is there an answer for that?
Yes.
What it is?
Yes.
A jelly bean?
Yes.
So, I always thought it was weird because Grimace...
it's a big purple blob, right?
Means to like, you know, that face that you make, grimace.
Right.
I thought that was such a weird name for that creature to have. What is it? What is the Grimace, Mr. Here, Grimace?
Well, let's go ahead and let's go to a report that CNN aired.
They're getting into the nitty gritty with the.
Yeah. They have a segment called What's Poppin'. That's where I go to find out what's poppin'.
Yeah, dude. If I'm going to find out what's poppin',
let me turn on CNN.
Yeah.
They always know what's popping.
Dude, they're finally reaching the younger viewers with this segment. I love it.
All right. What's popping on CNN?
You know that Ronald McDonald is a clown, right? And the Hamburglar is all about the burgers. But have you ever thought about what is Grimace? Okay, so he's the purple mascot with the big smile. Okay, here he is next to Ronald McDonald at a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Well, somebody asked McDonald's, and they answered. Grimace lore says he is the embodiment of a milkshake or a taste bud. Well, that had people shook. One person.
Yeah. Grimace is the embodiment of a milkshake or a taste bud.
What the?
He's definitely not a taste milkshake.
Bud. Yeah, he's not a milkshake.
He looks more like a taste bud, but why name him Grimace? Are you grimacing? Are your taste buds grimacing after tasting McDonald's? What is going on here? And why is Grimace not wearing a face shield while Ronald McDonald has to?
Well, this is from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I don't know what year.
I could tell you what year. It's got to be 2020, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from the CNN plop.
What's popping? Not the
plop. That was called the plop, the plopper.
What's plopping?
What's plopping? Yeah. I'm not satisfied at all with this. Mm-hmm. It's like, me neither. That's not an answer. That's not the answer I wanted.
They're lying.
I feel like Grimace is something that Ronald saw in a fever dream. And he drew it on his sketch pad that he keeps near his bed at night. And then when he woke up, he made it reality and turned it into a spokesperson for his franchise.
So Grimace has negative connotation, the word Grimace.
Yeah.
So shouldn't Grimace be the sidekick of the Hamburglar technically rather than like this happy purple blob?
So like when the Hamburglar shows up, you're like, you Grimace, and then Grimace appears.
And you know Grimace is helping him out somewhere behind the scenes. Yeah.
Yeah, like he farts or something and everybody grimaces and then the hamburgers get stolen.
He's either a taste bud or a milkshake. That's what McDonald's is telling you. Why are you saying
he looks more like a taste bud?
I don't believe that. I don't believe that either.
I think the creator is long gone. Nobody knows exactly who it is or what they had in mind, and they can't even find the guy who approved Grimace.
Yeah, the origin story was never written down. So the myth of Grimace is
is
beyond the veil of time.
You're thinking Marvel needs to come out with the origin story of the McDonald's characters.
Yeah, maybe. Movie. Maybe it's older than that. Maybe it's like
McDonald's characters.
He needs a movie. I could see him getting a movie. Dude, he's more interesting. He's got like the onion. You guys talked about onions earlier. He's the onion of McDonald's. Who knows what's underneath that? Who knows what tortured past Grimace has experienced? What kind of emotional pain and suffering that he's worked through to become a spokesperson for a global franchise with billions of hamburgers served? I think maybe Grimace has got a great uplifting story, and Netflix has got lots of money to make documentaries. So let's bring those two things together and get the Grimace, the real story of Grimace out.
Backstory. It could be fascinating. Yeah, what's
behind the music? Grimace.
Yeah, something like that.
Grimace grew up in a pretty good neighborhood with pretty good parents, but things weren't always bright and cheery for our purple bodied friend.
Taste bud.
And it starts off,
he's bitter.
He's super skinny, veiny,
vascular.
That's gaunt. Your backstory.
No, this is Grimace's as well. And it wasn't, you know, and then eventually he becomes the Grimace we know and love, but he didn't start out that way. Yeah. By the way, love is not something I would say that I have towards Grimace. But
I think, Grimace for sure has tried everything new ever offered to him. And that's why he.
Why is McDonald's trying so hard to cover up the truth about Grimace? Saying shakes in a taste bud is just like trying to throw us off.
Because if we knew the truth, McDonald's would get canceled immediately.
Probably, actually. That does make sense.
Right. What are they keeping really from us? Yeah.
Just tell them a milkshake or a taste buds. They'll believe us.
Or whatever
they'll
you want us. It to be. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, just fine. Just get it out and get it
get
away.
Get in front of this.
Yeah.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Danny, do we have time for a bolt hole today?
We do. We barely have time for a bolt hole.
All right. So without further ado, prepare your taste buds for Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Love that song.
I think everybody in life should have one win. At least one win.
One win.
One win.
A win?
Like, yeah, one win. I mean, like, there's just something that you stand out, you know, a head and shoulders above everybody else in the world. And so, like, Tyson's Tickle Ball.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyson's Pickleball influencer. Like, that's a win. And he, on top of that, has Survivor as a win. Rob has got his podcast as a win. Mm-hmm. It's just important. Everybody's got, like, something about them, even Grimace, that they, if they find the right avenue or the right group, can turn into a win. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, maybe you've got some weird talent. And so I came across a story about a guy who probably has nothing else going on in life. But he is now has been crowned the mullet king.
The mullet king.
The mullet king. He has the greatest mullet in Europe. And it is quite a beautiful mullet. I was going to, here, let me copy and paste this into our document so you guys can share in the love of this mullet.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just.
Where are we looking, Danny?
I just put it on the document, bottom of the document.
Here, we put up on the screen.
So the thing I like about this one is that it's not just the mullet, right? The mullet, he complements his mullet with facial hair, the sideburns, the mustache, the goatee. And it's interesting. This is a classical take on a mullet in that the it's short up front, but not so short it draws unwanted attention to the front. But you know the back is long. I mean, it's draping like he's got these great brown locks of hair draping around his shoulders to let everybody know that he can party as hard as he can work. And he's a truck driver. So, like I said, the thing I like most about this story, and I had a lot of stories to choose from this week, was just this is a win for someone who otherwise is just driving trucks around Europe. And finally, he found the right group, the right people. And they raised him up on their shoulders and gave him a great win for an amazing mullet.
Not my mullet, champ.
Really? I'm Tyson. What are your thoughts about this mullet?
As the champion of the world,
champion of Europe. I mean, he might go on to the world and a lot of stiff competition there, especially here in America. But for a European mullet,
I like the look. I mean, I think he's got it all going on. He's got the facial hairs, like with the trident look coming down the face. Yeah. He's got the sideburns perfectly trimmed. He's got the, I think it's a pretty great mullet. And you can also see some other mullets there in the background. I don't know champion wise, cause I haven't seen the other, guys in the mullet cup, but, this guy is not even England. He's all of Europe, right?
I don't recognize the European mullet champion.
Well, this guy's coming for the title.
North America is the home of the mullet.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. There's the European championships and then there's the world championships that are like the NBA where it's just only
probably a world mullet championships would probably get more views than the Olympics.
If you can't make it in the National Mullet League in America, then you do have to go overseas to get some more experience before trying to come back.
Yeah, that's actually just a smart, if you're trying to climb up the professional ladder of mullet life.
Yeah.
I think that's just the smart thing to do. Get some in the D League.
He's not getting drafted in the American League.
This year's mullet winner, if you scroll down the article, you can see the 2019. He's like, I've seen that mullet look a million times over. That's more of a North American South mullet. And I just like that this guy's got a really classy European mullet.
Yeah.
And, you know, the story here wasn't necessarily about the mullet, so I can appreciate it. The story is about just a random guy. Now he's got a story to tell. This is something new.
So did he start with mullets or did they go there and get a mullet cut and then compete? Because it looks like I saw pictures of people getting haircuts there.
Well, I think they're just
getting touch ups.
Yeah. Or you're like, I've never thought of a mullet, but after being surrounded by so many beautiful mullets, I'm open to getting one myself. And then, you know, a little alcohol later, you're sitting down at the barber chair getting a mullet. That's probably how it works. You just slowly slide into the mullet life. I don't think that you just one day decide, you know what? I'm a mullet person. This is a very gradual process.
You're born a mullet person or you're not. You don't become a mullet person.
You think it's nature over nurture?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of room. I mean, get some research money and maybe examine this. I had a decent mullet. It was too aggressive. It was a very aggressive mullet in high school. My parents would let me grow my bangs beyond my eyes, but there was no limit to the back. So
because your mom wanted to see your handsome face.
Probably. Yeah. So I had this very sharp line that went about to my ears and then usually down, you know, to my neck. It was grotesque. Wouldn't have won any championships, but anyway, that's a win for a little guy, not a little guy, but yeah.
A big win for a big man in a small pond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see him come over here.
Yes.
North America.
We dare you to come over and try. He's like the Jimmer Fredette of mullets.
He'd get come crushed. Over.
He'll come over, he'll take a couple threes, and then they'll send him back to the international leagues.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because in China, he was scoring like 100 points a game, and this guy in Europe is crushing it with the mullet game.
Exactly. Yeah. But we don't want to take anything away from him. We do recognize his European championship, but it's not a championship by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. You guys really put him in his place. Here I am trying to give him a win. And you guys are like, yeah, that's great. But
I see better than that almost every day in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Arizona has a lot of mullets, Tyson.
I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's, there is some geography to it. There's also, there's a lot that goes into the mullet. Like the lower the population of the place you live, the higher the mullet content for sure.
Oh, really?
Just crazy per capita.
An inverse correlation.
Exactly. And then you also have to, there's some political lines drawn there where, and then on top of that, there's some geographical lines as well. So you take those three into account and find where all the parabolas crisscross each other. And that should be your highest density of mullets.
Wow.
You've like plotted the whole thing.
Yeah, he's probably got charts, like a brute chart on his wall, like connecting everything with
yarn. Can't even see the room I keep locked because it would freak my wife out. But it is just this mullet study I've been working on.
But you have a unifying mullet theory that you've been working on.
Yeah. Yeah.
The UFC. And,
can't wait for that paper to get published.
Yeah. I'm talking to Scientific America. I kind of want it to, you know, get out somewhere pretty accredited.
First. Right now it's getting peer reviewed.
Yeah.
By a couple hair salons across the country.
Paul Mitchell and exactly. Aveda and Paul Mitchell are actually working on, you know,
I look forward.
Their names onto it. Yeah.
I look forward to
I'm excited for it.
Okay. Danny, anything else in the bolt hole?
You know, there was something a couple of weeks ago I wanted to talk about. I don't know anything about it. It was way too scientific and technical for me to quite understand.
Wasn't about mullets, was it?
No, it was about something with a cool name that has to do with quantum computing. But Google and a bunch of other people invented something called a time crystal.
Yeah.
I just can't get that out of my head, how cool that,
that
is
movie. Mm-hmm.
To invent a time crystal, and that they chose to call it a time crystal. And the thing that stands out about this time crystal is that it doesn't suffer from entropy, which, again, it goes deep into exactly what that means. I can't explain it to you.
Past but the whole time thing, crystals have suffered from entropy?
I have no idea, but their time crystal does not suffer from entropy. So it keeps its properties. It doesn't disintegrate over time is what I'm assuming.
Unlike quartz.
Unlike everything in the known universe. Which seems to suffer from entropy. But look, the thing I like most about the story, and the reason I can't forget it, is because I keep thinking of the name Time Crystal and how cool it is to be able to invent something just to be able to name it. Like you could have named it anything and you named it Time Crystal, which is great for something as complex as what they invented. Hmm. So I don't know. I wish that I could get out there and make a big discovery so I could name something awesome. Give it an awesome.
What's your awesome name that you're sitting on?
I'm not sitting on any awesome names. I want to have that moment. Then I need to sit down with you guys, brainstorm. I feel like us three, especially Rob's wit, you know, his puns, mm-hmm. Tyson's perversion, and we could mix
perversion.
It all into
knowledge,
knowledge and perversion, mix it all into a big soup and come up with a great name. So hopefully that opportunity arises for us.
Yeah, like a pizza blob from a dumpster.
Yeah, or a new pizza flavor or a new experience or something in nature. I would just like to be able to name it.
Nature with Tyson.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Danny, what's coming up for you?
I've got some adventures coming up, so stay tuned. I'm going to do what Tyson does and always just kind of leave it out there like, oh, I've got something big on the horizon, guys.
Yeah, he has something huge on the
huge
horizon.
Oh, not as big as the time crystal, even though they're super small, but not as big as the time crystal discovery, but it will be great. So stay tuned.
Okay.
That felt so cheap to say that.
Yeah, is that what Tyson does?
No way. Kinda. He always says he has big things around the corner. I've got a big announcement.
I always do.
I know, but you build it up and it's like I just didn't feel
he doesn't deliver.
Because sometimes I can't talk about it yet, bro.
Okay, well, fine. That's how I'm going to do it this time. I've got something big. Talk to me about it next week. I can tell you guys about it next week.
Well, I'm asking listeners, first of all, I've got some big stuff on the horizon. Can't talk about it yet.
Can you talk about it?
I have a pickleball podcast that we are recording on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be the first one of hopefully many that we will do weekly. And I already have a TikTok with hardly any followers. It would be nice if you guys would just come follow me for whatever reason if you're on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And going to San Diego this week for some poker and some pickleball meetings.
Twofer.
Yeah.
Are you going to lose a lot of money, make a lot of money, or break even?
Hopefully make some money, but we'll see.
Yeah, maybe lose some money on the poker, but make some money on the meetings. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the goal.
What kind of meetings are these?
business related meetings. I can't tell you about them yet, but in the future you shall know.
Okay.
And anything else? I think that's probably about it from me right now, other than the big news on the horizon.
Cool.
Yeah.
So How about you, Rob?
Oh, well, I'm getting ready to talk about the number two Survivor season of all time coming up later on tonight. It's going to be Survivor Kagyan. Got a couple hours left to watch here this afternoon. And then 1 week from tonight, I'll be bringing this baby home with Survivor Heroes versus Villains.
Yeah. So everybody says, you say could. When I lived in the Philippines, I lived in the province of Cagayan. And I always said Cagayan and, or Cagayan.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody pronounces it incorrectly, and maybe I do too. So we need some Filipinos to weigh in on the correct pronunciation of Cagayan. I say Cagayan, but some people say
Survivor
Cagayan.
28.
Yeah.
I'll be talking about Survivor
numbers are easier
tonight.
The runner up.
That's how I order my food.
So, I'll take a number 28.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect. I know exactly what you mean.
Yep. Yeah. So
it doesn't say mayonnaise on it. Is there? There's not mayonnaise on it, right?
No.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Number 28. No, I don't want mayonnaise. I just was making sure because sometimes there's the surprise mayo.
You're gonna get mayo.
No surprise mayo here. Yeah. So I'll be doing that. Also, The Circle is back. Danny, you watched The Circle, right?
I watched a little bit of The Circle.
Yeah, Circle
I didn't like
season
the deceit.
Three is back. I'll have a premiere recap with Taron Armstrong coming up on Wednesday.
They're just pooping those out, huh?
Yeah, they filmed two Circle seasons back to back. This is Circle season three on the US Netflix version.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's fun. Do we have any surprises that we know of coming up for season three? Returning guests, anything like that that we know of?
That seems like nothing that surprising.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll tune in.
Yeah. If you like the other ones, you'll probably like this one because it seems like they're just doing the same exact
same
thing
formula.
Again. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Not going to mess with success.
No. Please
no,
don't.
You cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's coming up.
Well,
okay.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited to hear the sultry sound of your voice in all your other podcasts, Rob.
Thank you.
And Danny, peace be with you, brother, as you go on your adventures and try not to get hurt for us.
So
okay.
Much peace for Danny.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yes. All right. Until next time. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News and World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.